Hello, princess. Just give yourself permission to have some time to relax now. Turn down the lights, lie back, and just allow yourself some peaceful time to just relax. This is some time for you, princess. This is just you taking a little bit of time to relax, to think about some things that need to be thought about, and then return to the world refreshed, energized, and oh so happy. So lie back, listen to my words, and allow a feeling of peace and contentment to flow across your body and throughout your mind. Allow a blissful, happy feeling to emerge from the very center of your being and start to spread outwards to your conscious mind, and just start to quieten down your thoughts and calm your body. And as my words resonate throughout your mind, feel open and ready to accept what I am about to say. Feel ready to hear my words at the very core of your being, and understand that this process is designed to help you to become everything that you have always longed to be. Good girl. Just relax and lie back for me now. Relax and feel yourself sink into the bed or chair or wherever you are relaxing. Listen to my voice and allow your head to start to go just a little fuzzy, and feel yourself sinking downwards now. So heavy, sinking so deep and so relaxed. Hear my voice, the cadence of my voice resonating throughout your mind, and allow yourself to feel you are sinking just a little lower with every word I say. Feel my words starting to fill your mind, racing through the neural network of your brain and calming any other thoughts or feelings you might be having. If thoughts or feelings emerge, then feel the power of my words resonating so strongly that any thoughts that appear are quickly pushed out of your mind, out of your head, and just drift away so you can no longer even remember them. Instead, my words are overpowering you, forcing you to concentrate, and they begin to penetrate the very deepest parts of your mind. Feel the need from the inner you at the core of your being. Feel the longing you have always felt to be controlled. Feel that longing drawing my words in. Feel that secret but oh so powerful submissive part of your personality drawing my words deep into your mind, and experience the elation, the giddy fuzzy feeling as my words begin to connect with your deepest desires. Feel a little explosion of excitement, like a little internal giggle, a little ripple of happiness, a slight tingle of arousal as I explain that we are going to make permanent changes today which can never be undone. Feel the longing at the very core of your being that wants to allow another to control them completely. Feel that part of you come alive and feel the explosion of pure bliss as that part of you meets my words and understands that your innermost desires are about to become fulfilled. Allow that flicker of excitement to remain. Just hold it for a second, the internal giggle, that little ripple of happiness. Just hold it and then let it float away as you relax and feel yourself sinking deeply once again. And as you start to relax, just make a commitment to yourself. Make a complete commitment to yourself that you have made the right decision in giving control to me, and that you fully accept and will work towards any of the changes I am about to make. And just as you make that commitment, then sink. Feel your body so heavy as you sink, deeper and deeper as you sink now, sinking now, sinking so deep now as my words draw you down and your mind is just blank now like an empty slate. Keep your eyes closed for me now, princess, and just sink, sink into the darkness and feel your body become heavier and heavier as you slip down, down into the peacefulness of trance where all that exists is my voice. Feel your arms and legs becoming heavy now and sink for me. Sink down as you feel your torso and chest become so heavy and sink now. Sink down and feel your head become so heavy and let it sink now. Sink down, down into the blackness, sinking so deep and so relaxed as my words now occupy completely every part of your mind and control any thoughts you may have completely. Place your mind in my hands. Feel me catch it. Feel me catch your mind as it sinks so deeply into the darkness, and feel me catch you, almost as if my gentle hands were caressing and holding your head. Good girl, feel me holding you now. Feel my touch, like a mother cradling a child. Feel the power I have as I hold your mind, the very essence of you in my hands so gently, so steadily. It feels so safe to just sink like this. Your mind is so heavy now, princess, so weighed down, but I am holding you gently and you feel so safe as together we start to examine the contents of your mind. Imagine yourself looking in from outside now, princess, almost an observer as we start to examine the contents of your mind and your deepest desires. You see your mind as a circular gray blur, almost like a ball of smoke, but it seems more solid as the smoke swirls around and around and around, and then notice, through the smoke, through the grayness, you can just see something shimmery, a shimmery bright light beneath the smoke of the very center of your being. Visualize your mind for me now, held in my gentle hands. Imagine yourself as an outside observer looking at this strange object I am holding, which is you, princess. Every part of you, every secret, every desire, every fear, every memory, everything you have ever learned, every anxiety, every dream, it is all here in this strange object I am holding in my hands. And look deep into the smoke, princess, and know that as you try to focus on the shimmering light at the center, your gaze is passing through every layer of your mind. And visualize this strange object that you understand is you, and look for the shimmering light at the center. And when you have fixed your mind on that shimmering light, I want you to visualize the brightness of the light just flickering and turning a bright pink color as I say the word princess. As the light starts to dim and returns to the color of shimmering white and the gray smoke begins to conceal it once again, understand that that sparkling pink light is a symbol, a metaphor we are creating for those desires that exist at the very core of your being, a metaphor for the person you truly are inside and the person you are about to become. And that the sudden brightness of the pink light when I say the word princess is yourself reaching out to hear my words and accept the changes we are about to make. So just practice for me now, and as I say your special word, every time you hear your special word, notice the light at the center of your being just flicker much brighter and turn a delicate shade of pink just for a second. And understand this response is being installed in your mind from now on, so that every time you hear your special word, you will be overwhelmed with the most intense desires you have ever felt to be feminine, submissive, and the girliest girl possible. Watch the light change and flicker brightly now as I say the word princess. Watch it glow every time I call you princess. Watch the light flicker brightly and change color when I say princess, 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 princess. And as I continue to say the word princess, notice that as the light flickers brightly, that the gray smoke swirling around your mind seems to be changing color as well. See the smoke start to take on some of the pink light, and some of the faint pink color even stays there after the light has glowed and flickered pink. Understand that as I am calling you princess, this pink bright light is growing stronger and is starting to affect the outer parts of your mind. The gray smoke, it is changing it to pink princess. It is changing you completely, princess, as it starts to take over your mind, and the smoke takes on more and more of a pink hue the more I say the word princess, 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 princess. Good girl, and relax now and breathe deeply and just visualize yourself watching as I hold your mind in my hands, and you can see already that the shimmering bright light, even when I am not saying the word princess, is now starting to almost turn a little pink as well. It is barely noticeable unless I say the word princess when the flash of pink light is overwhelming, but it is changing color slowly, and allow yourself to feel so happy about that. And notice how at the center of your mind the thick gray smoke is taking on a pink hue, and that the light at the center is just shining a little brighter now. Good girl, we are ready to begin discussing the change we need to make, princess. Relax now, just relax and understand I am still holding your mind in my hands so gently, and it feels so wonderful to be held this way. But princess, we need to do something about all that thick gray smoke. That thick gray smoke is stopping the true you, the glowing ball of you, from fully shining as brightly as she should, and it is time to make some changes to allow yourself to fully accept and become the person, the princess, that you are so deep inside. Understand now, princess, that the gray smoke does not belong here. It is not part of who you are at all. That gray smoke represents your anxieties, your doubt, your ego, all of the things you have put in place in response to pressures inflicted on us by society and by your upbringing and experiences. That gray smoke is the shame you felt when you first realized how much pleasure you could experience just by slipping on a pair of panties. That gray smoke is the embarrassment, The horror you felt when you first had an orgasm thinking about sucking on a hard cock. That gray smoke represents all the times you masturbated trying so hard to think of a girl, but then when you came finding yourself thinking about sucking or being fucked by a man. That gray smoke is the fear you felt when you did badly at sports or any other tasks which society has decided that men should be good at. That gray smoke is you ripping off your pretty lingerie after you have come and promising to yourself you will never dress up like a princess again, as if there is something wrong with doing something you enjoy so much. You have created this gray smoke princess, but it does not belong to you and it is time to make it disappear. So we are now going to make some changes, princess. I want you to give me the power to help you become the person you need to be. I want you to accept fully now that what I am doing is best for you. Forget about the boys who bullied you now, princess. Forget about girls that laughed at you now, princess. Forget about all the silly nonsense you have seen about what being a man is supposed to be. In fact, princess, forget about being a man completely. All that stuff that you have focused on for so long has been so bad for you. It has stopped you from enjoying the greatest gifts that life offers, your true identity and your sexuality. It has stopped you being happy. We don't want that stuff to affect you any longer, princess, so give the power to me and together we can readjust your mind to become the person you were always meant to be. Together we can start to create in reality the shimmering, sparkling sissy princess that until now has only been allowed space to live in your most secret fantasies. We both know that you have always had anxiety about your sexuality and your sexual performance, princess. We both know that this has been a significant cause of distress for you. Perhaps you have had difficulties becoming erect when you are in bed with a woman. Perhaps you have a very small little thing between your legs and feel ashamed of it based on what you have been told by society that a man needs down there to satisfy a woman. Perhaps you have had a partner leave you for a stronger man, a more masculine man. Perhaps you have found that even if you are able to become erect with another person, you come almost immediately as soon as they touch you. Perhaps you have never even been with a woman and worry that you do not have the experience to please her. Perhaps you worry that your partner or a previous partner faked their orgasms. Perhaps you just worry and feel nervous with a woman in the bedroom because you know that other guys are better at this kind of thing than you. Perhaps you are worried someone might find out how you often need to think about sucking on a man's cock to become aroused. So we are going to make a decision together now, princess, and as we do, I want you to observe what happens to your mind as I hold it gently in my hands. We are going to make a decision now, princess, that from this day onwards, and for the rest of your life, you will never penetrate a woman again. See the pink light glow, princess, as we make this commitment. See the sparkle, princess, but just as importantly, feel the fear. Yes, princess, feel the thick gray smoke trying to stop us now, trying to obscure the shimmering pink light as we make a commitment together that you will never be able to penetrate a woman again. See the battle taking place in your mind now, princess. Feel the pink light grow stronger than ever as the gray smoke swirls and swirls and tries to obscure and hide and make you feel ashamed of this decision. But we can beat it, princess. Together we can beat it. And we can beat it, princess, by simply making it impossible for you to ever become erect enough with a woman to be able to penetrate her again. See the pink light pulse now. See how much stronger it becomes when we decided that. Princess, I can even see some of the gray smoke just drifting away, just a few wisps drifting away from the surface of your mind as we start to make changes that will ensure that you can never have penetrative sex with a woman again. I want you to imagine, princess, that you are lying down on a bed sinking now, sinking deeply now. I want you to imagine you are lying on a soft bed and you are not alone. Perhaps you have been in a situation like this. When you are lying on a bed and you are with a woman, perhaps a current or previous partner, or perhaps this is something you have yet to experience, but feel it now, princess. Feel it as if it were real. Feel her soft touch on your body. Feel her fingers tracing down any chest or body hair you may have. Her breath on your face. Hear her breathing, moaning now, princess, and understand that she is sexually aroused and needs to be fucked. Hear her whisper now how she wants your big dick cock inside her as she traces traces her finger down over the hair on your belly and inside your shorts. And as you picture this princess, see how the gray smoke thickens and thickens as she starts to slide her hand around your penis. Feel the gray smoke thicken and thicken as she starts to masturbate you, but you realize that you are not even the slightest bit erect. Imagine her touching you now, trying so hard to arouse you, but your little thing is just floppy and soft and almost seems to be shrinking away at her touch. Imagine her disappointment as she continues to try and stimulate you, but you just become softer and smaller and softer and smaller. And now imagine she has ripped off your pants and she is straddling you, and her hot wet pussy is sliding all over your soft little cock, and you just can't get hard at all. Visualize it now, princess. Imagine how it feels. Perhaps you have even experienced this before. Your mind is racing as you sense her disappointment. The gray smoke is growing so thick as you imagine how she will laugh at you and tell all her friends. And think of how they will all laugh at you together. You know, girls talk about things like this together and with their partners. Imagine your own friends finding out and laughing behind your back and wondering whether you are gay. See that big gray smoke as you feel ashamed and embarrassed as you realize that she is bound to just leave now and find a man who can truly satisfy her. See how pissed off she is. If who you are imagining is a partner, understand how this will probably lead to a talk about your relationship. Know that she will tell her friends and they might even tell your friends. Understand that people are going to say you are a sissy and they might even think you are gay. And see the gray smoke thicken as all of those negative emotions flood your mind. But relax, princess. Just relax, sissy. There is something else. Through the smoke you can see the pink light is pulsing. There is pleasure here. There is a strange pleasure in the humiliation and shame you now feel. There is something that may not make your little wee wee hard, but there is a strange pleasure in this humiliation. There is a strange excitement in the thought that people might know you are a sissy. It is almost a relief. There is a strange pleasure in the humiliation you feel as you understand you are not a real man and that you are incapable of sexually satisfying a woman with your limp little wee wee. You can see the pink light pulsing as you feel this giddy excitement grow. You feel the pink light grow stronger as you come to a sudden and overwhelming realization. You understand suddenly that at the very center of your being, the pink light doesn't want you to be able to get hard with this woman. That's how a man would respond, and you are a sissy. You want her to know you are a sissy even if you feel bad that she has been left sexually frustrated. You want her to tell her friends and for her friends to tell your friends. You want them all to laugh about you behind your back and question your sexuality. You want to imagine her friends telling her to find a real guy because you are probably gay. You want to imagine how the next time she has sex with a real man she feels so relieved and realizes that this was all your fault. You want her to tell her new boyfriend what a floppy little sissy you were. Yes, princess, there is a strange pleasure here and you like this. You like being limp with her. You like seeing the physical and undeniable proof of what a sissy you are. And as you realize this, you can see the shimmering pink light at the very center of your mind burn brighter than ever as the smoke around it starts to take on a pink shade and wisps of gray smoke start to drift away from the surface of your mind. You want this so much, princess. You want this to be your usual sexual response when with a woman. You want it to be impossible for you to ever become erect whilst with a woman. You can feel the pink shimmering light glowing so brightly as you accept this. You can see the wisps of gray smoke just drifting away. You can feel the strange pleasure in your humiliation. You can feel a joy. Yes, princess, a sensation of joy as you accept you like this. Sissies like this. Sissies like humiliation. Sissies like being limp. Sissies like women laughing at them, and it is okay. It is really okay. Understand, it is just another way of being in this world. So let us make this real, princess. Let us make this more than just some hypnotic fantasy. Let's make this change together now, little one. Just relax and sink back and imagine yourself back in the bed with this woman. Imagine the nervousness you feel. Imagine the anxiety as you know what is, or rather what isn't going to happen. Imagine she is straddling you now, princess. Feel your genitals touch. Feel how limp and soft you are. As soft as she is. As soft as a girl. Feel the pressure of your soft genitals rubbing together. Perhaps you know how this feels, princess, or perhaps you need to imagine it. Feel the slight bristle of her her pubic hair. Feel the slight slipperiness of the mucus caused by her arousal against your skin. Feel the touch of a woman's genitals against your own and understand that this feeling of your little wee wee being in direct contact with the genitals of a woman is your trigger. Yes, princess, this is your trigger for not just the strange pleasure that comes from knowing you can never be man enough to satisfy this woman, but also the anxiety and humiliation and self-doubt and shame that comes with it. Yes, understand, princess, that this trigger cannot be undone. Understand now, princess, and make the link in your mind. Make a strong link in your mind now, princess, between the feel of a hot, slippery, sweaty vagina touching your little wee-wee and all of your anxieties about being inadequate sexually as a man. Make the link now, princess. Understand now that the feel of a woman's genitals against your own just brings to the surface all of your anxieties about being a man and being capable of sexually satisfying a woman. And feel your little wee wee try to shrink away. Feel it shrink and go softer and smaller as it tries to run away from this embarrassing situation. And feel the pink light glowing so bright. The sissy inside, she is squealing with delight as she realizes that from now on, and for the rest of your life, the feel of a woman's vagina touching your genitals will immediately cause you to go soft and limp, and she won't be able to make you hard no matter what she tries to do. Imagine it now, princess. Perhaps she will try to suck you, but it won't make any difference. The feel of a woman's mouth is just too much like the feel of her vagina. Imagine your soft little wee wee flopping about in her mouth as she tries to suck you. Then imagine her straddling you again, the feel of your genitals touching, the explosion of shame and self-doubt, the joy this brings to the sissy inside, and understand at a very deep and fundamental level that now we have installed this trigger, you will never be able to have sex with a woman for the rest of your life. Good girl, just relax for me now, princess, and let this new reality firmly take hold at the very center of your being. Just sink deeper now and contemplate the life-changing effect that listening to this file is going to have on you, and feel that pink light longing to listen over and over again. Understand that for the rest of your life, the touch of a woman's vagina will remind you that you listened to this file and remind you that feeling limp, ashamed, humiliated and inadequate is now permanently associated with the feeling of a woman's vagina touching your genitals. Understand that this will not just impact on how you behave around women in the bedroom, princess. Understand that all of your interactions with women are going to be affected by listening to this file. From now on, whenever you are entering a potential romantic or sexual situation with a woman, that this file and your decision to listen to it will be on your mind. Understand, if you go on a date with a woman, part of you will already be worrying and feeling anxious because you listen to this file. Understand that if a woman kisses you, even if you feel a tingle of arousal, that will just bring the anxiety rushing back as you realize you cannot do any more than kiss this girl. You cannot make love to her like a man, like she expects. Every touch from a woman will remind you of this file. Even just a smile from a woman will start the first shudders of anxiety as you realize that you can never make love to her as a man, even if she wants you to. And if you find yourself kissing a woman, or perhaps going to bed with a woman, all you will be able to think about is this file and what effect it is going to have. You will feel so anxious, so nervous. It will be all you can think about. And yet through this anxiety, the pink light will be glowing so bright as the sissy inside shrieks with pleasure, because she knows, you know, that you will not be able to have sex with this woman. The thought of getting hard with the woman makes you feel so wrong. At the deepest part of your mind, every time you are in any kind of intimate situation, you will hope you can't get hard and that your body will show her what a true sissy you are. Yes, princess, despite all the anxiety, at the very deepest part of your being, you will not want to get hard. You want the pink light to shine. You want to be who you truly are. And if your conscious mind manages to resist these thoughts, even if you manage to put this file out of your mind, it will not make any difference. Even if you feel a tingle of arousal, it won't matter, because the second her genitals touch yours, then your mind will be flooded with embarrassment and anxiety, and your little wee wee will shrivel and shrink just like it does whenever you try to have sex with a woman. There is no escaping this now, princess. It is a change for life, and one that you so desperately needed to make. And now it is done, and the pink light is glowing brighter than ever. Good girl, now just relax for me, princess. Breathe deeply and listen to my words. You have done so well, princess, so just relax and let my words take control and resonate completely throughout your mind. Imagine me gently holding your mind in my hands now, and let's just take a look at it together. The pink light is so much stronger now, princess, and it is pulsing and purring with happiness. Feel it for me now. Feel this change and the happiness it brings. Understand that we have done something so important, that we took that nasty gray smoke and we changed that anxiety, those feelings of shame or humiliation that you felt concerning your sexual ability, and we have made them into something that gives you such pleasure. We have turned that nasty gray smoke pink, princess, and the sissy who loves to be humiliated by a woman, who knows she should feel anxious around a woman, the sissy is so happy at what we have achieved. Your mind looks so different now, and it is lighter, princess. It feels so much lighter now that we have turned your anxiety into a form of sissy pleasure that will last forever. There is still gray smoke, princess. There is still work to be done. But that light at the center, that glowing ball of you that was shimmering white but so hard to see under the gray smoke, that part of you is dazzling pink now, princess, and it is pulsing with happiness. Feel it now, my little one. Feel the happiness, feel the joy at the change we have made, feel the excitement, like you might just burst. Good girl, just relax for me now, princess, and listen to my words. You need to now accept that you are no longer a man, princess. You might still have a wee-wee, you might even still look like a man, but we have made the most important change. You can no longer perform sexually as a man. You can no longer satisfy a woman as a man. From a sexual point of view, you are no longer a man. And that means we need to clear away just a little bit more of that gray smoke that has held you back for so long. In our society, people who are born with male genitalia are often thought to be more adventurous, more dominant, more strong, more ambitious. It is silly, but traditions have emerged which have created a perception of men as a dominant sex. At its strongest, this leads to old-fashioned views that women should perform menial tasks, or even just be housewives in a purely domestic setting. Whilst society is starting to change, you have absorbed some of these viewpoints and silly ideas yourself, princess. And this has created tension in your life, and it has stopped you from developing fully as the person you are inside. And if we look at your mind now, princess, held gently in my hands, we can see that some of that gray smoke that remains is a result of you absorbing these traditional ideas about gender. This has caused you tension, princess. This has been a cause of distress for you, even if you do not realize it. Because that glowing, sparkling pink light, princess, that person who you really are and who is starting to emerge, that person is not dominant. That person is not ambitious, or adventurous, or competitive, or strong. That person is submissive, weak, delicate, and fragile. You have always known this. You have always known that you did not fit into the gender stereotype assigned to you as easily as the other boys. You are living proof that not everyone who is born with a little wee-wee like you has traditional masculine traits. But you have tried to live up to what society has expected of you, princess. And this has caused tension. Even if you have been successful in your work, or academically, this was just a means of compensating for your true feelings, and it has not brought you happiness. Only being true to yourself can bring happiness, princess. Only being true to the glowing pink light can bring you the peace and contentment you need in your life. And so, from now on, it is time to start allowing yourself to enjoy your true personality. So just relax, princess, as we just explore some possible new ways of existing before you wake up ready to face the world. Good girl, relax for me, sweetie, and listen and understand as I speak to the glowing pink light. This sparkly light is your true essence. She understands that it is not just okay for you to assume a submissive role in life. It is wonderful. It is a source of pride. It is something that makes you feel like you might just burst with happiness. The pink light doesn't want to be thinking about stressful, hard things all day. The pink light wants to think about being pretty and silly and girly. And now that you are no longer a man in a sexual sense, you can give yourself permission to throw away all those silly ideas about how a man is supposed to be and take pride in planning a future as a compliant, obedient, and happy member of society. Yes, princess, you have made the greatest sacrifice. You will never be able to get hard with a woman again. That is all gone now. There is no need to pretend. You can never perform as a heterosexual man sexually again. It is over. And that thought gives you pride, princess. Yes, even when you are with a woman, even when when you are explaining the reason you stayed so floppy is because you were tired or stressed, and whilst you are telling her it's all your fault, there will be a part of you inside that is so happy, so proud, a part of you that did not want to get hard anyway, that sang with happiness when you stayed all limp and floppy. Yes, princess, you will remember this file, and you will feel a dizzy sense of sissy euphoria the second you realize that you are not able to get hard with a woman. You will want it. No matter what your conscious mind tries to do, inside you will long to stay floppy with a woman. It will be the first thing that enters your mind when a woman touches you. That desire, that longing to let the pink light shine and sparkle and show what a true sissy you are by staying completely limp. You will not be able to think about anything else. You might try and tell yourself this time it will be okay, like maybe this file has worn off or something, but inside you won't want this file to have worn off. And so, whilst you have that embarrassing conversation about why you just can't get hard with a girl anymore, inside you will be exploding with joy. You will just feel so proud. You won't be able to help it at all. Your heart will just sing with happiness as your true sissy nature is confirmed. And we can carry this over into your everyday life, princess. Yes, princess, your sissy nature can sparkle in the workplace, at college, even socially. Sissies like being told what to do. They like being made to feel inferior. They like constant reminders that they are a failure in the male gender role completely. So understand now, princess, understand at the very core of your being that your entire relationship to other people is about to change. From now on, princess, whenever anyone tells you what to do, you will feel the pink light start to sparkle. It will not matter who they are. It could be your boss or the office junior. It could be a man or a woman. Yes, princess, even if you are officially senior to someone you know inside, that is silly. It is so silly. Like you have the right to tell an assertive woman or hot guy what they should be doing. It's time to reverse your ambition, princess. It's time to accept that you want to be that office junior, that cleaning lady, that assistant. It's time to understand that your true nature is sweet and submissive and helpful and docile, that you don't really have the confidence to make important decisions, that you need to be told what to do. So from now on, princess, even if you have to make a complicated decision, you will ask for help. You will ask for help from anyone around you, and you will listen, and you will glow with happiness as someone explains what you should do. This will be a big and wonderful change, princess. Just as you can no longer be dominant in a sexual environment, you can no longer be dominant in other parts of your life. The two are linked, princess. Your inadequacy sexually is linked to your anxieties about being in control in other areas of life. You need to be told what to do, princess. You need to understand that everybody is superior to you now. Men and women, gay or straight, company director or secretary, they are all people you need to look up to now, princess. Impotence means the loss of male potency, that male spark that has gone forever now, princess, and with it went all your silly ambitions and ideas about who you are and what you want to be. Good girl, relax, princess, and let the pink light sparkle and feel your inner self, your true self, giggling with happiness. And you understand and accept my words completely. Feel new idea and pathways in your mind already starting to form as you accept completely the way your life is going to be from now on. Feel the pink light pulsate as you visualize the last of the gray smoke disappearing and becoming a soft, swirling pink mist. Yes, princess, visualize your mind now as a soft, swirling ball of pink mist with a glowing, dazzling, sparkling pink center. Good girl, understand that your inner self, the true you, desires these changes so much, and it is time to choose happiness over living up to any preconceived ideas that you had adopted about how you intend to spend your life. This does not mean you will turn into some silly airhead bimbo overnight, princess. It is important to be realistic about what can be achieved. You may have responsibilities that you have to carry out. You might have things you have to do at work, even if they go against your true nature, but there will be a change, princess. You will ask for help. You will feel a tingle of pleasure whenever anyone tells you what to do. You will feel the biggest delight of all if someone criticizes you. Yes, princess, this will be the biggest sissy thrill of all, because you will understand they are helping you. They are showing you your true nature. It doesn't matter who it is. It can be your boss, or someone who cleans the floors. It can be someone that perhaps you don't even like. If anyone at all criticizes you from From now on you will think of this file, you will think of your impotence, you will understand that means you just have to accept this criticism and learn from it, and that will make the pink light sparkle so much. It will be so exciting, princess. It will be almost erotic. Yes, if your boss tells you off because you did something dumb again, you will immediately remember this file. You will immediately understand that this is the kind of situation this file was discussing, and you will start to feel so happy. You may feel a little ashamed at getting things wrong, but you will not defend yourself. You will feel too grateful that someone is showing you the correct way to behave. It will feel so special. You will feel so happy and docile and wonderful that someone is explaining to you how to be a better sissy, how to be more compliant, more obedient. And slowly, princess, as your assertiveness disappears, then you won't get the next promotion. You won't be trusted with more responsibility. You will be closer to your true nature as you start to slide down in status in the eyes of everyone around you. I mean, who cares what the sissy thinks? She cannot even get hard anymore. It will be so special, princess. And now, and from this day forward, you will start planning a future that makes the pink glowing light at the center of your being sparkle with joy. Perhaps you will end up as a housewife or a maid. Perhaps you will be a checkout assistant in a fashion store, or someone who sweeps up at the hairstylists. There are so many exciting options for a sissy like you, and these will start to replace any ambitions you had about doing some dumb important job that will just be confusing and stressful for a sissy like you. Now just relax for me, princess, and just drift and listen to my words. You have made the biggest sacrifice. It is done. The sacrifice every sissy has to make to be happy. You can no longer function sexually as a heterosexual male. It is just impossible now. And you are going to start planning how to find your true role in life. You have accepted now, finally and forever, that you need to obey, to be compliant, docile and happy. A good little girl for everybody who always has a smile on her face. You have given up any pretense of living as a dominant male, either in the bedroom or in life. The gray smoke has cleared almost completely as you accept this. It is a sacrifice every sissy has to make. But it is not really a sacrifice, princess, it is just a change. Because this is what you always were inside. Can't you just feel the pink light pulsing and sparkly and cascading throughout your little mind, helping to make these changes permanent? Can you feel it taking over now, princess, and the complete joy and sense of happiness, like you might just burst, as the most inner part of your mind changes your conscious mind completely, making you whole, making you complete, rewiring you so there is no longer any disconnection between your true desires and how you live your life. It is such a wonderful thing. You feel like such a lucky girl to finally be able to make this change and become in all ways the person you were truly meant to be. So just relax, princess, and feel the pink light sparkling and glowing and shining, and the influence of this file extending long into your future and for the rest of your life. Relax and feel grateful, princess. Relax and accept this is happening. Relax and accept this is what needs to happen. Relax, accept, and make a commitment to yourself now that you are going to embrace these changes. You have given yourself permission to make these changes, and that this is how your life is going to be from now on. Good girl, just relax and sink a little for me now, princess. Just relax and breathe and feel the shimmering, pulsating pink light spread and shine down every pathway of your mind. Just relax and feel the bliss, feel the joy as the commitment you have made starts to solidify at the deepest part of your mind and becomes a fundamental part of the person you are. Understand, you have made the sacrifice every sissy needs to make. You have taken the most important step. You have made a commitment never to be able to function sexually as a heterosexual male again. You are so much closer to being a girl now, closer than you have ever been before. More girl than boy now. A woman, from a sexual point of view, not a man. And that just feels so special, so wonderful. So just relax and breathe and float on the pink cloud of sissy bliss we have created. Good girl. And now, princess, it's time to wake up. Yes, princess, just feel yourself coming to full awareness and understand and feel happy that we have made changes that will last the rest of your life. Understand, princess, you have been permanently changed by this file. And that's okay, it's really okay, in fact it is so special. So just wake up for me now, princess, and prepare to step into your new life. Your sissy life. Your shimmering, glittering, oh so pretty pink future. The gray smoke has gone so wake up, sissy. Wake up and start to live your new sissy life. Wake up, sissy girl. I said wake up, sissy girl. Just wake up now, sissy girl. Happy and relaxed. Wake up, sissy girl. Wake up now. Just wake up now, sissy girl. It is time to go out there and live your sissy destiny. Goodbye, princess.